good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world, in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining and supporting the show today. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. 2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. There isn't a moderator in there today, but that's okay. But the chat room is open for anyone that wants to go in there. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, click on Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. Spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new, and if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. And also, don't forget, y'all, we have a show Monday night. Every Monday night at 6 p.m. Nina's with me on that show, so just so you guys know. And she will be back probably another month, back on Sundays with us. So anyway, so things for you to take a notation. So the full moon is going to be on August the 26th. And guess what today? I'm so happy. It's the end of the last day of Mercury retrograde. Yay! We're getting rid of a lot of that cluster you-know-what upstairs. But today is the end of Mercury retrograde. So you can have 2 to 3 days residual afterwards, but I'm just going to say starting tomorrow, our lives should go back to normal. Now, one other thing I want to tell you also on 8/27th, the day after the full moon, the 6 planets that have been retrograde since June 26 will be direct again. That's your planets: Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Mars, Neptune, and Uranus will all be going direct on Monday. Okay. Now, let's see. Oh, let's do the prayer. You know, we got to do the prayers, and then we'll begin. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future, and we release all karmic destiny from the earth, moon, and the sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. Okay, well, I don't have birthdays. They probably are, but I didn't check them, and I'll tell you why. I've got family that's here from the East Coast, and they just showed up at 2 o'clock. So I was debating whether or not to do the show, but I just told them, I said, they left for an hour. I said, give me an hour. I got to be on the radio, go get something to eat, and then you guys come on back. But anyway, what a treat, huh, and a surprise. They came by to spend the day with me and visit. Okay, so let's begin the show. And our first caller is area code 336. You're on the air with Linus. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Terrific. And who is this?
This is Selena.
Hi, Selena, and welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. And what can I answer for you today?
I'm looking for another job, and I was wondering how long you think it would take at this point to find something better.
I got 2 weeks right away.
Okay.
As we were talking, I got 2 weeks. Why am I getting a subculture? Yeah, in 2 weeks. It looks like you're going to, are you going to be helping the homeless or people that are disenfranchised? Is that an aspect of your job?
Not currently, but I would be interested in helping people more on that end. So actually, I've talked to you before. It's been a while, and so I changed jobs. I finally got out of where I was at, and I changed jobs. But then the job that I took, which I didn't, like, call or ask about that, I just went ahead and took it because it seemed like a good opportunity. It's not all it's cracked up to be. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I can't put myself through it again. So that's why it's a little bit more stressful this time around with this job. So that's why I was like, oh, man, how long is it going to take me to get out of this one to find something that's truly better for me, you know? So.
Well, this week I would start applying because I see you working somewhere else in 2 weeks. But that's why I asked you, is a job involved in disenfranchised people? Because I see you helping folks,
okay,
that can't help themselves. I see that you're helping them, like, as an advocate. That's what I see you as, like an advocate for people that, are a little bit under.
Okay. That's good to know. I hope that I can find that wherever it's at. Hopefully I can find it. And hopefully the pay is good, too, because I live in San Diego. And it's kind of expensive out here.
Okay. Selena, I also got government.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you, apply through the government, whether it's a local, city, or state, either three of those. But apply because you will get the job. But like I said, they just told me government, so... That's why I'm telling you,
okay.
I want you to apply there, and you might end up being an advocate. I mean, give me a call back and let me know, because I see you being as an advocate really good, too. You're good at it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Call me back later, maybe in a couple of weeks, and let me know, but you should be working by September, no problem.
Okay? Okay, that sounds great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling. Okay. Next call, area code 480. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Tisha. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Oh, terrific. Doing great. Very happy. My cousins are here from the East Coast.
I hear you. I hear
that.
Y'all about
Sunday.
To get down tonight. What's tonight? Oh, tonight's
yeah.
Sunday. Oh, about to say Saturday. See, I'd be burning it up right now. So.
Yeah,
have fun. Talk about the old times and, getting that energy. Yeah, it's all about sharing
Amen.
The love and getting, getting close with your family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what can I answer for you today?
Well, I just quit my job, and I was wondering when you see me getting another job.
You might have quit that job, but the universe wanted you to leave.
Yeah, no, that's
the
exactly
universe
why
wanted
I left
you to leave. I don't know what's going on because I'm not thinking about it.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. All that garbage that was happening, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be, I can't do it. So I'm just going to stop right here while I'm ahead. No, I see
yeah.
that too, Ms. Lennon. Really do.
Yeah. You got another job coming up in September, but I'm going to put it like this. In the meantime, find something temporary just to work, but apply for permanent positions because I see you working in September, and it looks like the latter part of September, and that's a permanent position. So that's permanent. And also, whatever this company is that you're going to, now this is going to sound crazy, but, things happen. Whoever this company is that you're working for, Tisha, in September, the permanent one, in October, you're going to get a quick raise, which is unusual because usually, you need to be on the job 90 days and pass your probationary period, and then they up your salary. But for you, I don't know why the angels are telling me you start this job in September, but the turnaround is in October, you get more money. It's almost like they bump you up $5
or
$10.
$5 or $10.
So that's
God,
why I said it may sound
job.
Crazy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It may sound crazy, but that's what they're telling me. So, yeah. So, in fact, in this ends Mercury retrograde. So, yes, tomorrow you can start putting in your applications wherever, whenever.
Yeah.
But September, you're going to be working. And like I said, just remember what I'm telling you. In October, all of a sudden, your money's going to bump up quick.
Okay.
It won't be like, okay, welcome to the job and, 6 months of this and blah, blah, blah. Nope. So I don't know. It's you. For whatever reason, maybe it's the angels or your prayers or whatever, but from that job, it'll just, you just jump up. It looks like $5 or $10. That's good. That's a blessing.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. Does that have anything to do with this test that I'm, that's coming up that I'm about to take to get a license, or it's something totally different?
Okay. Let me ask. Yes, you're going to pass the test. You're going to do good, but they're telling me there's a bit of delay after you take the test.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah,
I
it's a bit
know.
Of a delay, but
know.
You're going to pass. Yeah, they're telling me you're going to
okay.
pass, so I'm not worried about you.
But does
but
that have anything
whatever,
to do with the tech, the job, though? That's what I'm trying to ask. Does that test have anything to do with the job? Or the two separate things? And that's okay if it is. I was just wondering.
Two separate.
Okay. No, no problem. No problem. Don't even put it.
Two separate things.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're going to do good, though. You're going to do good. You're going to do real good. I'm seeing October.
Oh,
wow. Okay, so whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. Stay on that path and direction you're on, because you're getting ready to be blessed. And, yes, you were supposed to leave that job. Don't feel bad that you quit. You were supposed to leave. The universe wanted you to move on. You didn't move when the universe wanted you, so they put a situation in place where you just said, fuck it, I'm gone.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what happened. I'm out of here, son. You ain't got to tell
okay.
me no more. That's it. Okay.
Well, thank you, Tisha,
but
for calling,
so
and
much.
Have a wonderful week, young lady, and wishing you the very
and
best,
you
babe.
The same.
Very best.
You too.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All righty. And the next caller is area code 862. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is T. How you doing?
Hi, T. Doing great. And yourself?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you sound better. You sound a little bubbly. You sound better. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I'm outside. I like to be in the fresh air.
Okay. So what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I am calling... is this too general to ask about where am I going career-wise? Or do I have to be a little more specific?
No. What field are you in? And I'll ask.
I am in transition. I'm a therapist, but I'm transitioning.
Okay, from a therapist to what? What are
going
you transitioning
more
to?
Music, entertainment.
Music? Oh. You know, that's a hard one to get into. Let me ask. T, I see producing, but you have to make connections with some people in the know. I don't see you singing. I don't see you writing music. I don't see you directing music, but I see you producing a couple of people. It looks like two women. I see you producing. Entertainment field, you know, it's who you know. You can be the most educated person in the world, but in the entertainment industry, it's actually who you know to make that networking connection. I see that as being very slow for you, T, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at this moment, I see it being very slow.
Now, what about my podcast? How do you see that doing? That's part of
your
it.
Your what, honey?
My podcast.
Your pod, the pie test, the test that you're taking?
No, the podcast, the show that I'm starting.
Oh, podcast. Okay, now I understand. I didn't understand you at first. Yeah. Podcast, yeah. The angels are saying, go ahead. What you waiting for? Go for it.
Like this is the thing. It's going to be out of state because the people that I want on it live in Georgia, so I would have to do the flying back and forth thing.
Yeah, but if you're gonna do a podcast on the radio, like Blog Talk Radio or Spreaker or something.
Oh no, it's more of a video podcast.
Okay, but who are you trying to get it out to? Just the social media?
YouTube and it's music viewers.
Hmm. Okay. I'm not picking up a whole lot on that. I'm not. And it's another question, which you know I shouldn't have did, but anyway. Yeah, I just see it slow moving, and I'm being honest with you. I just see it slow moving as far as in that direction right now. Now, it may pick up in September, and one of my predictions for this year, okay, because one of my predictions for this year, that in September, we will see a change in music. It'll they're bringing back old school, but it's going to tweak to be new age. But it'll be old school music, new age, so just think about that. But it is changing in September. There is going to be a shift change in music.
Yeah, it won't start. It's not starting until November. So it's only being designed right now.
Okay. Well, that's all I got for that, honey. That was all I got. All right. Let me know. Let me know or call back with another question. Okay. Thank you, T. Love you. Thanks for calling. And have a wonderful week, young lady. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 3:17 on the West Coast, and it's 6:17 on the East Coast. The phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, and welcome in the chat room, welcome BB or Bebe, and welcome Lolita to the show. Okay, all right, next caller. If you have a question in the chat room, type it out, and I'll come back in there and check and answer your question for you. Okay, all right, next caller. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, all right. And what can I answer for you today, young man?
I want to know, when do you see me meeting a girl? Her name is Onika.
Onika?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. When are you going to meet her? I'm picking up a little bit of nervousness. Why am I getting that where I'm nervous? I'm asking. I'm not being quiet to ignore you. I'm asking, but yeah. I have this really smooth feeling in my heart that feels good. I do. My heart feels really good right now. But there's nervousness. I feel nervous. Have you talked to her yet? Have you spoken with her?
Not in a while, actually. Not in a while.
She's going through some changes right now. But she's awfully nervous. I can feel it. I'm trying to figure out why she's so nervous. Okay. Number one, she's been having some problems with her right breast, so she's going to have a mammogram and have that checked out for cancer. And number two, she's scattered. It's like she's scattered where to go next. You know, I'm not getting like a definitive read on her. She's really worried about her body and her health. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Let me ask. You will see her in the fall, either the month of November or December. You will see her, and it's like good times. You guys are laughing and talking, and wow, just like old, you know, like you didn't miss a day. Like you left yesterday, it was probably 10 years ago, but it's like you didn't miss a day. You guys just click. You start just laughing and talking.
You see us meeting up this year?
I'm sorry, Dijon. Go ahead.
You see that happening this year in the fall?
Yeah. Yeah. You two are going to run into each other in either November or December. Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how that will happen?
Evolve?
Like, is it through work? Is it through work or through friendship, through mutual friends get us together or?
Yeah, friendship. I'm not picking up a relationship, Dejan. I'm being honest. I'm not picking up a relationship. Friends, yes. She is really, right now, in her mind, she's really concerned about her left breast. She's really concerned about that. She's kind of freaking out, which I don't blame her because, you know, first thing you think about is cancer. But, yeah, she's kind of freaking out right now. But I feel good. Like I said, my heart feels smooth. So it's like soft and gentle, caring, compassionate. And I get that from her. I think other than that, but, yeah, when you guys see each other, like I said, it's friendship. It's friendship. So I don't know. Maybe after you guys talk for a while or she's back in the city and, hey, maybe it could go into a relationship. But right now I just see you as two friends, as friends, enjoying one another.
Do you know if we'll be in contact with each other through our jobs or does someone come along to introduce us to each other? Do you know how we'll meet?
It's through the job and a celebration.
Oh, okay.
I think it's someone on your job that's going to set this meeting up between you and her. But it's also a celebration. So maybe you guys are going somewhere, like a concert or a lounge or something, and you all meet up there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It is, but that's what they're showing me is I see three people, but then the angel said four, but I actually see three people, you, Onika, and another lady. I actually see three. But you're out enjoying. And you know what? I don't think it's a concert. Something tells me that's not you guys. It's more or less like if you went to a jazz show and it's like a lounge, everybody just kind of kick back and relax. And you're listening to the jazz. It's that type of venue. It's that type of venue where the three of you will be. Yeah. I don't see the concert and all that. It's a relaxed setting. But you're listening to music. Somebody's performing there. I can't see who the entertainer is, but somebody's performing. But you guys are relaxed. You just kick back, relax, listen to music, laughing, having a good time. And, of course, at that time, that's when you come forward, Dejan, and get them digits.
I hope.
Yeah, that'll be your time. But yeah, so in the meantime, I'd say just enjoy. But it'll be like I said, around November, December. Maybe because it's a holiday season, and maybe that's why I see the three of you going somewhere, kicking back. You know, it's not a hustle bustle.
Right now I'm in college, so I guess that would make sense, too.
Yeah. All right, Dejan, let me know, bro.
Okay, I will.
Let me know. But, yeah, it looks good. I'll tell you right now, she's got a beautiful heart, beautiful heart. So, to me, that makes her a good person because she's got a good heart. So I'm just kind of throwing that out there to you.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, okay. You say, yeah, she does. All right, Dejan. Well, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, and let a sister know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 347. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Tanika. What's going on, girl?
I just wanted
moving
to hear
fast.
What you... Huh?
Something is moving fast around you. I can see speed. yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Ask your question.
It's probably my feelings. Last time I spoke to you about someone named Mark. I was giving it another try with him. 2 weeks ago, we had gotten into one last argument, like the third argument on the phone. He still is short-tempered. He told me to shut up during an argument, so I ended up blocking him. And now he's not blocked, but I still keep thinking about him, and I'm kind of heartbroken that that seems like it ended. I'm not sure if it's done. And my birthday's coming up September 3rd, and I'm just, like, really sad. Like, I really want to move, and I really want love and, like, to have children and get married. So I don't know what you see with that. I recently went to visit my dad in Atlanta last weekend, and that was nice. I always saw myself moving to Florida. Mark is in Florida. I'm not saying I would want to move for a guy or anything, especially if me and him are not going to work out. But anyways, I haven't even spoken to him, and I just overall, like, I'm just not, I don't feel like I'm doing well at all. Like, I don't feel happy, and I'm lonely, and my feelings are kind of brokenhearted over this because he was, like I said, my first when I was 17, and for it to not work out now, like, my feelings are hurt.
Okay, Tanika, the angels are asking me, when did you stop loving you?
Well, I've been through a lot, so I can't.
Okay, because you're worried about other people, and the angels are telling me you need to worry about you. Get Tanika together. That stuff is bonus. A boyfriend, all that is a bonus. You want to get Tanika together, but the first thing they said, ask her, why did she stop loving? Because when you love yourself, a lot of outside stuff ain't going to get over on you because you love yourself, and you're not going to put yourself in the position that you know, you would be hurt, even though I realize this was a long-term relationship. But still, we got to go back to the root of the problem, and it's you. You got to start loving you. Forgive yourself every day. Tanika, forgive yourself. No matter how your day go, before you walk out that front door, forgive yourself. Love yourself. And thank God, or thank the highest good. If you don't believe in God, just thank the highest good. Cover yourself in white light from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and walk out your front door with a smile. You got to love you, honey. I know, but you got to love you first. You know, there's an old saying, if we don't love ourselves, how are we going to love somebody else? How are things supposed to change in our life? We love ourselves first to say, okay, I'm going to eat good, I'm going to get a good job, or I'm going to do better on my job. I love myself that the relationship will come that will, you know, stop the void in my life. But it starts with you. So I want you to take time and just love you. The world will bless you. Believe me, the world will bless you. You're a good person. You're kind-hearted, you know, but they want you to love Tanika. Tanika's got to love Tanika first before you start seeking out relationships with other people, okay? You know, it's called, like, self-preservation and to thy own self be true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have been only spending time alone. I just happened to come out of being alone to see if it would work with me and Mark when he contacted me, but all I have been doing is just spending time alone.
Okay, well, you need to stop it. Why are you doing that?
Because I haven't found anyone to date. Like, that
it takes somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. So you're telling me, Tanika, that it takes somebody else to make you happy. You can't make yourself happy.
No,
is that what you're telling me?
No, I've been trying to spend time alone to get to know me.
Okay. Because you're an amazing young lady. I just, you know, you're like anybody else. I understand you want, you know, family, boyfriend or husband, family, children, and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. But don't look for other people to make you happy. You have to make yourself happy and love you. Because if you worry about what other people say or if this person is going to do this or that, you're going to always be in a state of confusion. Should I or should I not? Damn if I do, damn if I don't. But when you love yourself and respect yourself and honor and integrity yourself, it's like, you know what? This ain't working for me. I love me, but this ain't working. You know, and when you love yourself, don't you know you're provided? When you love you, the heavens and the earth and the stars and the moon just open up to love you and bring those things to you that you love, that you're looking for. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do, is continue to pray this week. In fact, I'll call Nina, too, and put you on our prayer list, pray for you all week. And think of the things that make you happy and get out the house. Stop being by yourself. That's not helping you. That's just making your imagination go crazy. Get out the house. If you don't do anything, but maybe go to the park, sit on a bench and just observe people. Look at the grass. Look at the air. Just observe. That'll help you to feel better. Or maybe go to the mall and window shop. Just walk up and down. You might see somebody you haven't seen in a long time. Like, oh, wow. Okay? But I want you to get out. You don't have to spend money. You can just get out and enjoy life. There's so many beautiful things that you don't have to spend money to enjoy.
As far as Mark, do you see that being over?
Okay, let me ask. No, he's not coming back. Is Mark... Has Mark ever tried to hit you?
No. He has three daughters.
Okay. No, I don't see him coming back. I don't. Okay. Well, Tanika, that's all I see. That's what I can report on to you.
All right. Report I guess to nothing you. Will. I guess nothing with my love life, you don't see.
I'm sorry?
I was saying you don't see anything with my love life going on?
Not at this time, no ma'am. Not at this time. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling, Tanika. And love
you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. Okay, I'm going to check in the chat room. 347 didn't know if you picked. Hi, welcome. Thank you. Did you happen to pick 347? Oh, I don't know. No, I haven't yet. I haven't picked 347 yet. Okay, area code 914. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, and my name is Catherine, and I just have to tell you that was such beautiful advice and heartfelt advice that you gave to that previous caller. I hope.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, is lighter because of that. Yeah. I know it's hard to take. For some people, and it's hard for some people to love themselves, but I just thought that was beautiful, and I hope she knows she has a true friend in you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's true. We got to love ourselves first. I do believe when we love ourselves, that changes the dynamics, how we deal in situations in our life. You know what I mean? When you love yourself, like, you can see something across the street going past, like, you know what, I love me. Let me go into the store because I don't know what's going on. Where another person might be, ooh, let's go see what's going on, you know, being nosy so they can report. Where you'd be like, you know what, I ain't even there. That's loving you. You're taking yourself out of that element. So now tell me your name again.
Catherine. Yeah,
Catherine.
No, I know.
Oh,
I could go on too, Yeah, the society for pushing on that, oh, we have to have a man at all times or we're useless or that's the only path to happiness, you know. But I'll get, I'm sorry.
No, you're so right, Catherine. You're so right because people seek out other folks and then they get mad when it doesn't work out the way it was supposed to be. But then, first off, did you love yourself to say, hey, yeah, I can compromise or do this and that? Or did you love yourself enough to say, you know what, I'm out. This isn't me. You know, I believe loving yourself is the best thing in the world, you know.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, because
exactly.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good to tell a man. If I don't have a man, I got a hand. Now what? What you doing?
You know. Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead with your question. I'm just.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, Catherine.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Let's get to business.
Yeah. There is somebody I met in terms of work. His initials are AI. I'm wondering, is this the person that will help me finish my project?
Oh, yeah. Yes. The angels are saying yes,
yeah.
AI will help you with your project, no doubt about it.
Oh,
yep.
Excellent.
No doubt about it. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
All you wanted was to make sure that he's going to work with you? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's funny, too. I'm picking up. He's kind of a humorous guy. He makes you laugh. Not all the time, but, you know, he'll say some quirky things, and you'll be like, damn, and just start laughing. Am I right?
Yes. I only met him for a few, but he seems to have, like a little light. Oh, look at that. I just saw two chipmunks. So maybe that's a sign.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You and somebody else. Yep.
Yeah. I just met him for a short bit, but from what I gathered, you're correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't even mind doing more projects with him. Do you think? Oh, I'm sorry, that's another question.
Wait, I want to tell you this, though. Now, you know we don't shit where we eat, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
that.
Yeah. So only thing I'm going to tell you, if you two plan to do, not planning, but, you know, later on, and get in a relationship, make sure that it's totally quiet until either one of you decide that you want to share it with the rest of everybody else. Just keep it very quiet. And always cover your butt, right?
Yeah.
Why I tell people, don't shit where you eat. But then, you know, love is everywhere. So, you know, wherever love is, but it's how you deal with love. I always tell people, love doesn't hurt. It's the people that you're with that don't understand love. Just love. Love doesn't hurt. But if you don't know what love is, then, yeah, I guess it will.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you did get your answer. The angels told me those two squirrels that you just saw, you were supposed to see. That let you know there's a relationship coming. Yep, they just told me that's a relationship coming, so that was a validation.
Saw
them too.
Oh, wow. Isn't it beautiful how synchronistic the world is? Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yep. Relationship is coming. So, yeah, give me a call back later on, girl. Let me know.
I will. Oh, God.
And the angels are saying he's a good guy. They're telling me right now before I let you go, they're saying he's a good guy. So.
Oh, good. Oh, I know how rare those are. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen to that, sister. I agree with you totally. Yeah. Okay, Catherine, well, you have a wonderful week, and keep us in the loop. Let us know how you're doing,
thank
kiddo.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you too, honey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next call is area code 5. Oops, there we go. Area code 518. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And yourself, Linda? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I'm asking the angels. I'm about to retire within another year, and I want to know if I should do it because I'm not really working at something that I'm passionate about. So I'd like to be freed from, you know, having to go to work to do something that I love doing. I just want to know if I'm in the right timing.
Okay. As you were talking, Linda, and you were like, what else should I do? I got flowers and clothing. Does that resonate with you?
Wow.
Yeah, I got flowers and clothing as you were talking.
I used to sew a lot, but I had stopped.
Okay. And the flowers, I don't know, but okay. All right.
I like to
create
flower arrangements. I like to do floral arrangements. You know, I do it for myself.
Oh. Well, see. Okay. Well, let's go back. Let me ask. I had to take because they were telling me this as you were talking, so I always give the information. Okay. So should you retire in one more year? Let's see. Financial, it would be a year and a half to 2 years, financial-wise. If you want to leave, you can leave. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I was burping. You can leave at any time, but financially, I'm seeing money signs, and they're telling me a year and a half to 2 years. Yes, you could retire then, and your money will be good.
Okay.
So I don't know. I know you're probably not happy where you're at, but you're so close to retirement. If you do another year and a half or 2 years would be great, then your retirement will be, you'll get a good check. Put it like that. That's what the angels are saying. You'll get good money. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 2 years, okay.
Now, as far as what else, what did you ask me? Like, the angels came in. What else did you ask me about? You said the retirement, but it was like, what were you going to do after retirement?
If it was the right time, the timing.
Oh, if
yeah.
it's the right time. Okay, my bad. The kids say, my bad. Okay, then I got it then. A year and a half to 2 years.
Oh,
after
okay.
that, you'll be okay. But in the meantime, if you'd like to do flower arrangements, why don't you do that on the side and make you a little extra money, Linda? You know, you can make small arrangements, sell them for people's bathroom or maybe on the breakfast table, you know, like that. Where else? God, flowers are all over the place. But I'm just saying if you want to do small, right, to build up till you get a profit. But, you know, like that for your bathroom. What else? The kids' rooms, you know, a little small decorative flower arrangement. Now I'm talking fake flowers. You're probably talking real flowers, huh?
Right, no, silk flowers, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
then you do, the angels also mentioned sewing. I wonder if I should pick that back up. I don't know.
The clothing? Yeah. Well, those are the two things that they mentioned right away was flowers and clothing if you wanted to go into it. So I know little arrangements, yeah, they would sell. You could even do that on, put it on Facebook or Google or something. I don't know. Or Twitter, and the flower arrangements would sell, you know. I don't see a problem there. The clothing, only thing, what would be your niche? Now, they said that, clothing, but what would be your niche? Would it be pants, dresses, wedding dresses, school clothes, what?
I don't know. I would have to think. But, you know, finding fabric, I had went to some fabric stores about 2 or 3 years ago in the city, in New York City. And a lot of the fabric, because I went to FIT, and a lot of the fabric stores that were there are gone. So I asked one of the owners what happened, and she said it's cheaper for people to buy clothes now because of the import-export tariffs. It costs so much now.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Linda. That's getting ready to change because of that tariff. It's going to cost more. I know a lot of goods that we get from China and Japan are really cheap, and even on these social sites where they have advertisements for the dresses, pants, whatever, right? You're going to start paying more. I don't know when that tariff, when Trump's is going to have that tariff go into effect, but or it might be effective now. I don't know because I know it wasn't a few months ago when he was talking about it. But we're going to pay more for goods coming from those two countries, I know. So, yeah. So they might bring back fabric houses because it'll be like that dress I paid, you know, it would be like you. You could go buy a pair of pants through the China, you know, through one of their fashion people or companies. Yeah, thank you. And by January, you'll be paying $20 for that same $5 pants that you just got. See?
Okay, I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep my eye watch on that.
Linda, can I give you a suggestion as far as clothing and something that'll sell fast and get you a little money in your pocket on the weekend?
Go ahead. Papers. Absolutely. Really?
Women are going back to wearing aprons again. Make them, and then I'll tell you why, because now they're so stylish, you know. I mean, it's your basic thing around the neck and, you know, down front. But it's coming back. It's coming back where more and more women now are starting to buy aprons again. Well, not only that, I mean, it's all kinds. I saw one that was a hot sauce apron, had all kind of bottles of hot sauce in the fabric. That was it, because, you know, it's just the panel in the front and two pockets and your string to tie it in the back, so it would call for a lot. But anyway, if you did that and let the people know at church, at work, your friend circle, let them know that you're selling them, and if it ain't but $10 an apron, say, look, you guys, I got all these aprons over here. Come over here, and $10 is yours. Now, I'm just saying $10. You put your own price on it.
Okay, because I know that's a good idea, because I know a lot of times when I used to do the events, and we did have a hard time looking for aprons, but I don't make no 50 aprons for nobody. You know, they would be like the students or schools or whatever, and it would be like a whole thing. That's a good idea. Excellent idea.
And wait, let me tell you one more. Let me tell you one more with the aprons. You know the kids, what is it, 7th or 8th grade, they have home economics or whatever?
Yes.
Those kids need aprons. Why not take a basic style of, say, 10 of them, all in black or red, whatever. Maybe you know, find out the school colors, but black is always basic or blue.
Yes, the school colors, that would be good.
Go up to the school and say, listen, tell the counselor or the principal, I have some aprons that will be wonderful for these kids that are in home economics or in carpentry shop or whatever, and would you be interested in buying them? They're real reasonable. Another one, not the restaurants because they're all basic white. I'm trying to think what else. Church, at church, because they have the different functions, so, you know, maybe their women's organization or whatever. Yeah, I'll buy 10 of them from you there. Get 10 of them. So just, you know, little cobble sale there for you to think about.
Mm.
Your aprons could go like crazy.
Because of the idea, if go ahead and forge it, you know I have to contact you.
No, I'd just be happy for you, Linda. God bless you. I'd just be happy for you. But I see that's a moneymaker. The angels are telling me that aprons is a moneymaker for you.
That's a good idea.
You can start selling aprons next weekend. You can start selling them next weekend. Get the word out by Friday or Thursday and, you know, start selling them next weekend.
Just got to get the fabric and I'm good to go. All right. Okay.
Now, listen, let me tell you, sometimes, too, if you got, this is an idea, and I'll let you go, but sometimes, too, even if you got some old fabric around the house, you know, this and that, velvet and linen. Sew that stuff together and make a unique apron just for you,
to
show people.
I got loads of fabric. Oh, my goodness. I could probably open up a flea market on the weekend.
I'm just saying, oh, well, then there you go. You don't even need to buy. Start making them aprons out the fabric you already got. And if it's real nice fabric, then charge them $15.
Yeah, I do have some nice fabric. Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Make your money, sister. Make your money.
A year and a half, 2 years. Okay, I got that. Oh, I can hang in that long.
I know. Listen, when I retired, I wanted to retire at 20 and call it a day. And I was going to move to Arizona. Girl, do you know I ended up staying 5 more years? But it was okay, because you know what? When my Social Security started, it was a good idea. It gave me more money.
Yeah, Yeah, but see, I want to, if I work, I don't mind working, you know, I have my health insurance, but I just don't like what I'm doing. It's, you know, it's a job, and I'm grateful for that, but it's not what I want.
Yeah, well, start your aprons, because look, your aprons might start selling, and your little arrangements, you don't know. You might start making more money on the weekend,
doing that,
and your
yeah.
check during the week, you just bank that and live off the money off your hobby, you know, your craft.
I never even thought about that. That's an excellent idea. Oh, yeah. Okay, I have to say thank the angels and thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. All thank right. you for calling, and have a wonderful
All
week,
right.
young lady. Okay,
All right, you
bye-bye. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Okay, you guys, I'm in the chat room. Welcome, Bebe, again, or Babil. Welcome, guest 420. Welcome, guest 437. The lines are all open. If anybody wants to call in and ask a question, the lines are open. Otherwise, you can ask the question here in the chat room, and I will answer that as well. Okay? So no problem. Like I said, all the lines are open. So anyway, I do want to say this about loving yourself. When you, like I said earlier, when you love yourself, good things will happen for you. But the universe will bless you too. And when I say love yourself, I'm going to give you an example. If you're in a relationship with a man and he drinks all the time, he's an alcoholic or somebody that uses drugs all the time, because you love yourself, it's got to come to an end, right? Because that's not you, and that's not what you want in your life. So now that situation is over with, you're done, you're not with that guy anymore. So you turn around and start dating again. And I'll be darned if you don't get another alcoholic. Like, what's wrong with you? Because you don't love you. Because when you love you, you see a person drinking, it's like, oh, no, no, no. That's not going to work for me because I love me and I don't want to be around alcoholism. You see a person there, they're always smoking weed or, you know, they're like, oh, I just smoke a weed. Nope, you don't need that person either, because if you love you, do you want to be in the drug world? No, that's not you. So that's what I want you to understand about loving you. Women, please have your mammograms. That's loving you. I don't care if you're 40 years old, if there's been cancer or no cancer in your family. If you're 40 and up, have the mammogram. It'll be really good. That's loving yourself, you know, do your yearly checkups and stuff, loving yourself. Also loving yourself is eating healthy, because when you are obese and overweight, you're hurting. Believe me, you're hurting. You wouldn't eat like that if you were not hurting, and that's why you're overweight and you're obese. So you need to address that. But loving you will tell you, like, okay, I ate half a pizza today, but you know what? I ain't eating that other half. I'm going to put it up in the refrigerator because I love me and I don't want to cause things to start happening in my body. You know, it's not just about the fat. We got to talk about heart, kidneys, your liver, you know. So, yeah, think about that. But all that is loving you. I mean, sometimes we all fall short of loving our bodies the way we do. But you should love yourself spiritually, you know. Thank the highest good every day. Just thank the highest good. I don't care if you're Muslim, Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, whatever. Just thank the highest good every day. Love yourself, forgive yourself, and thank the highest good. Also, loving yourself, take care of your body. If you've mistreated your body in any way, you know, you might have some problems or whatever, tell your body, talk to them organs. Like, you know what, heart, I'm sorry. I know I ain't got no business eating all that greasy food, and I'm sorry, heart, and I will do better because I want you to stay healthy in my body and continue to give me life. That's loving yourself. So any organs, you know, maybe you went out last night and you drank too much and, you know, you got the runs today or the dry mouth, whatever. Tell your body, thank you for letting me enjoy, but I'm sorry to have caused these problems to my organs. But thank you for letting me enjoy. That also is loving yourself, okay? And not get caught up in loving yourself. It's to walk away from drama too, y'all. When you know that there's drama about to occur, or you know that a person ain't nothing but drama, turn your butt around 180 degrees and say, that's not me. That's not me. I don't need that in my life. I need positive. I need love. I need joy. I need good health. I need prosperity. But I don't need your drama. Okay? So think about that. That's all loving you. And when you're in a relationship loving you too, if things don't always work out, first off, it takes two. So nobody is all wrong and all right. We all got good and bad in us. I don't care who you are. But when you're in a relationship and things are not working out the way they are, love yourself enough to walk away. Walk away. Because, baby, a peace of mind, you can't beat it. When you can lay your head down at night, folks, and have a peace of mind, wake up in the morning for your day with a peace of mind, that's a beautiful thing. I'm not saying you're not going to have worries or, you know, things to think about and challenges in life, but peace. Now, religion says God gives you that peace. Well, if we're created by God, then we should be peaceful, be able to be calm in the worst situations. Why? Again, because we love ourselves and we want the best for us. Okay. Well, I think I done preached enough this Sunday. So with that, there's no calls coming in. I guess I'll begin to close the show. I was waiting to see if any more calls come in while I was calling. So anyway, I want to thank everybody that called in on the phone. You know, I always tell you guys it is my pleasure and my honor to assist you and give you the answers that you need. And I also thank my angels and my guides for helping too. So now don't forget, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we'll be back on the air, me and Nina, at 6 o'clock for Monday Night Psychic Readings. And I hope everybody has a good week. Remember, this is the last day of Mercury retrograde. Woo-hoo! So have a good week. Enjoy one another. Share the love. And definitely love yourself and be good to you. Okay? And we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good one. If no one's told you they love you today, I do. And Miss Mina.